Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out,
okay?
All aboard for Night Train! Night Train!
Love.
Hello. Is this thing on?
Hello, hello.
Yes, right, we're working, we're live. It's just gone 9 o'clock here in Sheffield. You're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, we are the Night Train.
Yes, first show of the year, so happy new year to you.
We are firing on 1.5 cylinders.
Yes, it's almost the middle of January and it's our first show. And we're wishing people a happy new year. Reminds me of that Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh yeah, how long can you go?
Yeah, before you can just
cut.
Before you get angry with people saying Happy New Year. Yeah, so thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. We're taking the airway to the next, well, almost 2 hours now.
Yeah, and we've got a show with a theme.
Yes.
One we prepared for the end of 2024. But I've since had to take some time off.
Yes, weather, illness.
Yeah. Apologise if you hear me coughing a lot.
Yeah, he's gone full Barry White on the mic. It's really cold in the studio as well. I can't take my hat off, but I need my cans on. So I've gone full Adebisi from Oz with the woolly hat perched on the back. But anyway, tonight the theme is Reasons Why We're Skint, Part 2.
Yeah, so before... Was it went out before Christmas?
It did go, yeah, before Christmas.
We did Part 1, so we just basically... Some people do their favourite records of the year and all that chart stuff. We don't listen to enough music. Let's hold our hands up.
Yes.
So instead we just pick records that we bought this year.
Yes.
Not being 2024, not 2025.
So therefore justifying our addiction.
Yes. So all picks tonight from records we bought in 2024.
Yeah, this one in the background is 1958. Honkin' Sax Spectacular, The Cramps with Midnighter. We're going to play some OCs because I bought some of them last year.
Yeah! say I love you. Make a little effort, try to be true. I'll be happy, not so blue.
Je prends mes claques dans un déclic, la porte claque, ça se complique, la serrure craque. Du tac au tac, moi je réplique. Quelle baraque diabolique! J'en ai ma gaque, j'en ai des tics et ça fait tac. Tout se détraque, c'est la panique. L'amour fait cric, l'armoire fait crac. Faute de fric, paradisiaque. Les regards tiqués vous matraquent. Du tac au tac, moi je réplique. C'est une rubrique, un spectacle. J'en ai ma claque, j'en ai des tickets, ça fait tac. Il en faudrait des briques pour arranger ce bric-à-brac. Mais n'ayant pas de briques, que tout reste bric-à-brac. Angélique est démoniaque, ouvrant le sac, elle se rapique. Dans un fric-frac économique, un contre-attaque et plus de fric. Du tac au tac, moi je réplique. L'insecte pique et quick en claque. J'en ai ma claque, j'en ai des tics et ça fait tac. Il en faudrait des briques pour arranger ce bric-à-brac. Mais n'ayant pas de briques, que tout reste bric-à-brac. Dans un tic-tac systématique, je prends mes clics, je prends mes claques. Je meurs, je craque, mais par logique, tes yeux me braquent, quelle musique. Du tac au tac, moi je réplique. T'as la musique aphrodisiaque. J'en ai ma claque, j'en ai des tics de cette clique. Faites de claques et de fric-frac, surtout de fric. Que tu me piques et cliques et claques. Et cric crac et ça fait tac et je te plaque.
I'm gonna tell you about my baby. He never comes around. He's at the 64 from his head to the ground. You know, comes around here. It's about midnight. And remember the feel. That's so good, Lord. You know, I make my feel. And his name is
Thank you. My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Impossible. There must be some traitors on Bill's side, yes?
Welcome back, folks.
Yes, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with the end-of-year purchase wrap-up.
There is. It was playing records we bought last year. Not necessarily from last year, but all bought in that year. So we got through quite a few there.
Yes, some short, quite a few short ones.
Short rippers, well. Yeah.
Okay, so we started off with the OCs, with Tidal Wave. And this might be the first OCs tune ever heard from Breaking Bad. Shazammed it off there. Ooh. I think we even played it on Peace in the Park show back in 20...
Wow. Let's go back some.
Yeah, 2008 maybe? I don't know. That was from the Singles Collection Volume 1 and 2 purchased from Spin and Disc last year. I'm going to send that one out to my mother-in-law, Phyllis, because she got me the record voucher that purchased that. Then next one was one we've both got now. Go back to Volume 1 of Reasons Why We Skint to find out why.
Great unveiling.
Yes, it's from the Nuggets compilation and other places, obviously. The Castaways with Liar Liar. One that we could play on the often promised sub 2 minute song shows that don't want to make, but we'll end up doing.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, originally released in 65. People might know it from Lockstock, which was 98, 33 years later.
I'm trying to remember what film it was in, but yeah.
Yeah, and now we're playing it another 27 years later on the show. So it's one of those.
Yeah, after that, more Ripping Garage from 1966. This time that was Mystic Tide with Stay Away, on originally released on Esquire Records, but that is not a record I own. It seems to have been extremely rare, expensive 45s only from them. But Numero Group issued an LP compilation of all their original singles. There's a good little write-up on their website tagging Elemental Mersey Beat, Lugubrious Surf Noir and Sheer Sonic Assault.
Perfect.
It's a sweet write-up.
Yeah, I think they're all teenagers as well, but from Long Island maybe?
Yeah, they were from Long Island. They were sort of venerated in the 60s garage rock pantheon, but not at the time. I think all their singles were sold like at gigs and stuff, but only kind of picked up popular in the 80s and 90s, then were painfully rare, sort of bootleg issued and stuff. But yeah, get the Numero comp if you like the sound of that.
Which we did, both of us.
Yeah, which is why it's in this show.
Yes. Then after that, we had OCs. Same band, different spelling. This time was capital O, lowercase SWS. We've said the Shovel from their 23rd studio LP from 2020, Protean Threat. They're on tour this year. I mean, they're on tour every year. But I should say, yeah, they're hitting Europe with some dates in France, Holland, and other places. And then coming to the UK in June, starting off in Bristol, then Manchester, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Leeds, which I've luckily enough to get tickets to, Birmingham, couple of shows in London, finishing up in Brighton on the 25th. Don't know if they're all sold out. I think the Leeds one is. I've not been to the Irish Centre. That's where they had Subbed Up, right?
I don't know, actually.
I think it might have been. But yeah, so excited there to check out another venue. What I wanted to do for this was get three OC's tracks on there from three different spellings, which I could have done, but I sort of ran out of space of tunes to put in, so you'd have to just settle for two. Then we went over to mainland Europe with Michel Hanson with Bric-a-Brac from that Psycho French Psych compilation. I think it was Volume 4. Back to Numero Group after that with The Bells with Melvin, one of my favourite 45s. Cover reinterpretation of Gloria, I think.
Yeah,
one of the thousands.
It is.
So yeah, that was purchased quite early on. I think we've already played that as well on one of the small record shows. Go back to the Mixcloud archive to check that out.
That's one you can never tire of playing, though.
No, not at all. It's well good. It's such a weird... Remember the first time you played it, it's like, this is so bonkers. It's on that... was it the Beehive?
Basement Beehive.
Yes,
yeah,
that's a good comp as well.
And then we finished off with the Stooges, Gimme Danger. I think what we would, what they're calling the definitive mix of this album, of Raw Power. Because there's been a millions of different versions. Obviously, you've got the original Bowie one, which was panned at the time. I mean, fundamentally, the problem is the recording was terrible.
Yes.
They were left to self-produce it, and obviously they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, no, that goes that
And so the label dragged Bowie in to try and rescue it. He turned all the guitars down and put the vocals up, but it sounds really thin, but I think the way they multi-tracked it, it was basically near impossible to save. And then in the late 90s, Iggy got had a go at it, but he basically just turned everything up to brick wall redline. So there's a CD mix where, honestly, the whole thing all the way through, there's no dynamic range whatsoever. It's just wall-to-wall solid noise. Because I think they just struggled to... because it was so mixed so badly on the original recordings, there's sort of very little they saved. But anyway, this issue on Vinyl Me Please is probably the best one I've heard. So it came out in 2023. So it's essentially sort of a remastered version of the Iggy's Pretty Hard mix.
Okay.
But it's got rid of all the clipping and it's got dynamic range. So it sounds heavy, it's loud, it's got bass, which are all the things that are missing from the original mix. But yeah, it doesn't clip and it doesn't sound terrible brick wall. So perfect. Yeah.
Hunt that one out.
That's the one to get so far. There is obviously others available.
This one in the background, a last minute reissue, wasn't it?
Yeah, Marla's Changes, which is a record I thought I owned for ages until I started trying to do those mixes by year, and then I realised I actually don't own this anymore for some reason. So I was lucky enough that it picked up the white label when it came out this year.
Perfect. Right, this has got some talking over the end, so we're going to go back to the music.
One, two, one, two, keep it on. Listen to the because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. All your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky. Now I'm at rockin', I'm shockin', I'm tickin', I'm talkin', I can't stop with the Bobby Ross. See, I got heart like John Stoss. He is fast boss. Pass me the mic and I'll be rockin' the whole park. Well, I'm the M to the C to the A and it's a boss. The rhymes that we boss on the topic of lust. And my mouth is not blunt. Let me get down to the rhythm. Yes, I get funky and I shoot it on my chism like John Bones, the X-rated.
Oh.
Listen to the sh- cause I am the ill figure. Nobody's getting any bigger than this.
Get it together. Get it together.
Get it. Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Get it together.
Listen to this, cause both of them is bony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Joni.
Cause she's the cheese and I'm the macaroni. So why all the fight, why all the fuss? Cause I ain't got no best. Yeah, you know I'm getting silly. Got a grandma, he's still in a grandma chili. I'm the grand royal prince and I'm also a member. Born on the cusp in the month of November. I do the patty joke in the case you don't remember. Well, I freak a fucking beat like the shit was in a blender.
I don't think I'm slick. Do I play like I'm hard, but I'ma drive the lane like I was ever benign.
And I've been working on my game. Cause life is taxing.
Gotta get it together and see what's happening.
Get it together.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want to, like my name was Bismarck, but I had to do just let me embark on the lyric on the noun and the verb. Let me kick the off, cause no, I'm not the herb.
Well, it's not the herb, but the spice with the flavor. Just fade out the mood with the funk for your dairy air. Well, we're on the topic, yes, I like to mention when it's comfortable and woo, I'm representing.
Space and zone and talking on the phone and my brain is roaming. I don't know where it's going. Talking lots of a little tweaking on the weekend. Gotta get them by the reins, cause I know that I'm freaking.
Well, I'm a funky southern, I'm a Scorpio, and when I got the flow, I'm doctor on the go. So cute, but you want the mic for?
Because I had to talk about the times when I rhyme and when the MCs come in my face, I'm like Mace. Cause I back them off with the quills. Cause I had to tell you, cause I keep it under frills. Rest of 191116th Ave, off of Farmers Boulevard.
Yeah,
Boulevard.
But I'm from Manhattan, MCA's from Brooklyn. Yeah, MCA, you should be cooking.
Ray Mantis on the court, and I can't be beat with your team. What's the set with your boots on your feet?
Got the timbals on the toes, and this is how it goes. Oh, one, two, oh my god.
One, two, oh my god. I got the kung fu flip behind my green trap kid. Never, ever, ever smoking crack.
Never ever ever rap. I eat the pineapple now, my latest. Listen to me now, don't listen to me later. Because I know I didn't make it for real. But yo, technically, I'm as hard as steel.
Gonna
get it together. Watch it. Gonna get it together. My bell.
Like my bell. I got the ill communication. My bell. 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 Keep it on and on and on and on and on.
9 out of 10 doctors agree that listening to the Night Train will make you happy.
Deep into the funnel of love.
funny. I was just about to say this sounds a bit like Link Ray. Well, then I looked to the list.
Yes, well, that's right, listeners. That is, you are listening to Link Ray on the Night Train, the night Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Two that we're going to play now and waffle over are from the Richard Hawley's 28 Little Bangers comp.
Yeah.
I think, so there's this one, which is Link Ray, Pop and Popeye, and Rock and Ronald and the Rebels cutting out, so triple apostrophe business. I also think this is another tune. I think, I forget what it's called. I think he recorded it three times with different names, at least twice. but anyway, yes, so this is us playing records.
Feels like it's the same riff from Rumble, but just the backing track's twice the speed.
Yes, you wouldn't be far off. I found my 45 Rumble the other day, actually. Oh. So that's going to be one in the bag for another day. Yes, this is us playing records you bought last year.
Yeah, so we started out with Beastie Boys, we Get It Together, clean cut, for jukeboxes only on that. The white vinyl. Why does someone make white vinyl for a jukebox? Does it make any sense?
It makes no sense.
No. Yeah, it's from 94 originally. The one I picked up only a couple of weeks ago.
What's on the Christmas flip side then, if it's got
It's Futterman's Rule.
It's unexpected.
Yes, it's not like a classic twin spin.
No. After that was some Soul Soul, first choice Dr. Love, the original Tom Morton 12-inch mix from my Soul Soul collection box set that I bought at the tail end of last year. All the classics on there, which will probably get an airing on the 22nd?
24th.
24th.
Yeah, that's my notes. I've written, you want to hear more from that box set? Get yourself to Hagwood's Corner for Hot Wax. Friday, the 24th of January, 9 p.m. till 8. Me and him playing records. Ones I can access, because most of mine are in sort of semi-storage at the moment. But I should be able to get to most of the good ones.
If not, listeners, that'll mean I'll be doing the lion's share, which means anything could happen.
Which means you're... turn up with your Soul Soul box set.
Soul Soul box
2 hours covered.
I mean, it's not far off. We're playing like the full mixers now you mention it.
Wait a minute, cut us all the way.
Yes, there we go. That takes care of lots of time.
After that one, we heard some classic gospel soul. It was Aldos Band with Doing Our Thing with Pride on Kalita Records. The first time that has been reissued on a 7-inch. It's a rare gospel soul classic from the five-piece band out of Greenville, South Carolina, originally released in 1977. Send that one out to Clinkalot in Healy. Said he is enjoying the show so far.
Excellent. Then we had a nice slice of pop from St. Etienne with their 93 single, You're in a Bad Way, purchased from Splendid Records, good friend of the show, Cracker Jack. Just been having a look at his shop on Discogs.
Last